church, Let's Talk Ministry. It's a privilege to be able to spend some time with you around a passage of scripture. I was reading Psalm 42 this morning, and so I went back and pulled up some notes, information about it. One of the commentaries I've been using is a Wiersbe commentary, and just interesting to get background. One of the thoughts is that as you read Psalm 42, it's about a psalmist or a Levite who's looking to take their people back to Jerusalem to worship, to celebrate some of the festivals, like a pilgrimage back to Jerusalem. And God is not allowing that to happen. And so you get a chance to sense a heart of an individual. He's going to use a word picture of a deer. One of the interesting things is, as you read through this, there's like 50 personal pronouns, and Elohim or Eli is used about 22 times. They think that 42 and 43 need to go together. And so as you now open up your Bible, you got a little bit of a background of what's going on in the life of the individual. There are people making fun. They can't go to a festival that they long to go. They can't go and worship where they want. They can't be with their friends as they journey to celebrate. All that's really kind of foreign to us. When was the last time you journeyed with a friend to celebrate the resurrection? We gather on Easter. Family gathers over Christmas, but that's, you know, not normal for us. And so as you come to Psalm 42, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I'm not an avid hunter, but what an interesting picture of one of the essential needs of an animal. The psalmist uses a deer. Is water was going to be something that would be needed to sustain them. And so I don't know if the psalmist is sitting out and it's a drought in the land, and here comes a deer and it's, you know, looking for water, struggling, you know, physically, the heart beating faster. I don't know any of those details. But he used it as something of sustenance, water as sustenance for the deer. And he compares that to his soul. And what I really like about it is verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And what's been a thought that I've been thinking about, my soul thirsts for God, not the benefits of God, not the hand of God, but my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And so it's so easy in the prosperity gospel world that we live in the convenience of America, and the convenience of Amazon. Okay, Lord, just work this out. 1, 2, 3. And the psalmist is not excited about, right? I mean, here we got two verses, right? You're going to read on and you can see more. But in the beginning, it's almost like there's a reverent relationship with God. God, I'm in because you're my God. You're my Father. Not because of all these other things. And so I just spent this morning and some time this afternoon thinking about God, the characteristics of God, and the relationship that I have with a living God. But I don't want to think about all the things that I get from that living God. I just want to think about who God is and his character and his steadfastness. For me this afternoon, and it's been just a joy to do that. And so I'd encourage you to just spend some time thinking about the characteristics of God, not of the benefits, but who he is for you today and for your family, and the potential he could be for you today and for your family and friends and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. God's not going to go away. One day we will, but God won't. And he will be there to be the strength and hope and joy for your family and for your friends. And so, Father, thank you for the opportunity to be reminded of who you are and a word picture of a deer that's struggling to find something that it needs to sustain. May we have that same desire to be sustained by you because of who you are and not of all the mighty things that you've done. And you've done some amazing things in our lives. But we want to fall in love with you and not the benefits of loving you or being loved by you. So thank you for this opportunity to grow. We love you, Jesus, and we need you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.